because you're doing a lot of talking. And this is amazing.
The spinach artichoke, we did spice up the recipe a little bit.
It's on a pretzel.
It's on a... Reality Kitchen has the best Bavarian pretzels. They really do.
Oh, yeah?
And it's a really cool nonprofit that does jobs programs for mentally challenged youth. And they've been doing it in town for quite some time. We've been using them since we started. And we really are focused on local and seasonal. My catering menus, I make a week in advance, and it's based on what's in season. From Emerald, Davy's Chocolates is Davy's. Davy is this amazing chocolatier god that we don't even say what we want. We just tell him what the menu is, and he sends chocolates.
Okay, what's his number?
Right? No, he doesn't like the public. You have to go through one of the restaurants he deals with. He won't talk to you. It's funny.
Well, he sounds like a delight.
No, he is. He is. But customers try to catch him on a truck. He's like, no, you talk to them. Lizzie, what chocolate do we have of his right now that you love?
Lynchburg lemonade right now is my favorite one.
As a chocolate truffle, Lynchburg lemonade. And then my favorite that he does is the Margarita Cream. It's a lime cilantro ganache wrapped in white chocolate with a jalapeno salt and a little pipette of Patron that you shoot into the chocolate before you eat it.
Wow. You got a whole thing going on there.
What did she say?
She said that's her favorite. Because she's allowed to have tequila then.
Well, she caters too.
Yeah,
Trinity's grown up real fast.
Well, she's been doing it since she was like 8. I've got like cute little pictures to embarrass her with. I've been like in a little bandana.
She's already looking down like, just stop talking. Stop doing what you're doing right now, Dad.
You know, her stealing dollar out of the till so she could buy cookie to
girls another... gotta get paid, you know?
Right, exactly.
I don't know if we have time for that whole story. I was actually really curious. I know we're kind of running out of time, but when you said you made adjustments to the menu for up here, like what kind?
Well, basically, our first event in it was a spicy food festival at Spirit Mount Casino. I brought my street con carne. They just said I made it too spicy. So we've had to tone it down on the spice level, but I've made sure that... and then there's some other ones. Down in Albuquerque, I wouldn't use ranch. That's not possible here. So we make our own.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not really a big fan of ranch, but we make our own. The trade-off for that is I don't have to have American cheese up here. I had to have that down there.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, each region's different. But we've been here about six, five, I don't know how old are we?
we've been
here 7 years.
Oh my god. Lizzie, what is the most popular order down there according to you when you're down there? I guess
honestly probably just the regular Zingaro burger
and the barbecue bacon.
Like barbecue bacon burger and fungus among us are like the top three that I get. Yeah, there's a fungus among us. I think it's really fun. A lot of people are embarrassed to say it, but that makes it even funnier.
That's stupid.
I like hearing people try to order that.
But a bunch of mushrooms, stone ground mustard. What's a Cambozola cheese?
Cambozola, right?
Cambozola.
It's a similar flavor to blue cheese, and right now we actually have blue cheese instead of the Cambozola.
I see.
But yeah, very similar cheeses.
That looks really good. All of this looks amazing. So you can go to Zingaro.com and find their menu, right?
No, on the Facebook.
Zingaro.com. I found it on the Google.
I know, but what does it look like right now? Because I broke it yesterday.
Maybe Trinity should handle this.
Yes, she definitely should.
Well, I'm trying to get you a raise. No, I just... I just hit up the Google and found it, but I guess it's better to go through Facebook, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly, because we post a lot of food porn. We we do a lot of events. The Beer Garden does. We're at 6 Monroe at the Beer Garden. We do, there's bands Thursdays and Saturdays. There's trivia on Tuesdays. In the winter months, we have a festival every month culminating in the Bacon Fest in February, where we do a pound of bacon. I thought it was a joke. It didn't end up being a joke.
That's nothing funny. There's nothing funny about
no.
that. Dude, get it together. It's a pound 60, of bacon. That's serious business.
Right. What's 60 pounds of bacon in 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Just in that order.
All right.
I mean, we did a few hundred pounds of bacon and other things. But, and so the beer garden's really cool because you can bring your kids. You can bring your dogs. There's dog dishes, and we throw hot dogs at dogs and watch them jump and stuff. I'm kidding.
Fun for the whole family.
Well, it makes the staff happy. They all take, like, every hour they take, like, a 5-minute break and go pet all the dogs, huh, Lizzie?
Yeah, I think he's talking about me specifically. But yeah, that's all right. Yeah, he's definitely calling me out.
Get
Please
it
bring your dogs. I will love your dogs forever.
Okay, really fast. Tell everybody where they can find you again. I'm going to knock this off the table.
Sixamon Road, right next to Gray's Garden Center. There's 5 food trucks back there. There's Hawaiian and Pokey and us, which I don't really Twisted American. There's a Southern Fried truck. And then Bounty is like a charcuterie, and they do mac and cheese and that kind of
little
thing.
Little neighborhood over there.
It is. There's plenty of seating and plenty of stuff. I think some of the toys that I built 4 years ago for the kids are still around. There's indoor and outdoor. Lots of plants that didn't get watered. But on my truck, the beer garden has theirs fine. But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. And it's five businesses working together to kind of make something cool.
Yeah.
And we've been there for quite some time. You know, we've been there since it's opened. I think we're going into our 5th year. I don't know.
Let's check her age again. All right. So everyone can go to nrq.com. You can vote for your favorite food truck. Thank you so much for coming in, Billy, Lizzie, and of course, Trinity. This was really fun with her. I really like that. The winner is going to be crowned June 27th. Good luck to you guys. It's all Pints for a Cause. It's going to be at Ninkasi Brewing, the tasting room in the Wit. So go to nrq.com right now. Vote for your favorite food truck. It's for HIV Alliance and Pride. I hope you guys do well. NRQ.com. Check it out. Coming up, I've got Catfish and the Bottlemen, Panic at the Disco, News and Sports on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. On the Westwood One podcast.